Hello everyone, welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is October 19th, 2014, so let's take a look at how the planet's positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. On Saturday, October 18th, Mars entered Sagittarius. Sagittarius is the rising sign of the USA natal chart, the planet of action, fast results, and combat. Transiting through the ascendant creates the need to do something. Already, the country's leaders, from the president on down, are stimulated to take action on everything from Ebola to ISIS to credit card fraud. As it moves through Sagittarius over the next 6 weeks, Mars will be sequentially opposite to four of the USA natal planets that are in the seventh house of this chart. This makes the Mars transit even more energizing and aggressive and problematic. Mars versus other planets is a combination resulting in challenges. For a taste of what could happen, we can dial back to November and December of 2012, the last time Mars was in Sagittarius. President Obama had just been re-elected when Mars entered the USA ascendant. Israel was bombing Gaza. The U.S. lame duck Congress was refusing to pass a budget, resulting in what became known as the fiscal cliff. And Adam Lanza performed his heinous deed at Sandy Hook Elementary School. How will the energy be expressed this time? Stay tuned. This transit continues for 6 weeks until November 27th. The freakout over the Ebola crisis hit new levels last week. The World Health Organization has projected that 2 months from now, there will be 10,000 new cases per week. The astrological indications do give confirmation of this prediction. The chief significators, Uranus and Ketu, are going to get more exactly conjunct, and therefore more intense, as the months go by. In the USA, the freakout has been the number one item of the news cycle. A nurse who was taking care of that Ebola victim who died at the Dallas hospital came down with the disease herself. Then a second nurse tested positive for Ebola. This was in spite of wearing the mandated protective gear. Or, no, turns out they weren't wearing full protective gear, at least initially. The second nurse got on an airplane, even when she had a fever. That was a no-no. Sounds like the nurse effed up. But then it turns out she had checked with the higher-ups before she got on the plane, and they gave her the okay. So what's up with all this? A breakdown in communication and decision-making. A classic case of Mercury retrograde, the planet of communications and rational thinking, going backwards in the zodiac since October 4th. Having the disease actually spread in the USA has generated even more fear and paranoia. President Obama is having crisis meetings with his staff. Everyone is making statements. The Congress is having hearings. Now we even have an Ebola czar. The Pentagon is putting together a rapid response team. The virus has gone viral. It's a national emergency. But don't panic! Okay, on to other things. Venus is the planet of worth and value. Therefore, Venus is the prime planet for financial markets. Venus has been in Virgo, its sign of debilitation, since September 25th. Venus has also been combust the Sun. In other words, its significations are burnt up by the Sun. Last week, Venus was also conjunct Rahu, which, being one of the eclipse points, can obscure things. So, no surprise, the markets tanked last week. But then, on Friday, the moon came to the rescue. Jupiter is the planet of faith and optimism. And on Friday, the moon, planet of the public and public sentiment, was conjunct Jupiter. Markets bounced back up. Venus is also the planet of relationship and marriage. While transiting in Virgo, Venus has been conjunct with the significator of transformation, Rahu. Venus has also been influenced by another significator of progressive change, Uranus. 2 weeks ago, the Supreme Court gave the green light to same-sex marriage when they turned down the appeals of several states seeking to reverse lower federal court decisions that struck down those states' bans on same-sex marriage. Since then, other states, or their courts, or the local federal courts, have struck down similar anti-gay marriage laws in several states. A victory for the transformation of Venus. And there was another Venus as the marriage significator event last week. The Vatican had their big bishops confab, and lo and behold, the Catholic Church was going to reach out to the gays and unmarried couples and divorcees in an effort to include them in the flock. It was not a full liberalization of church doctrine, but it was definitely a big step in that direction. But wait, Mercury is the planet of decisions, and Mercury is retrograde. And so, in the final version of that report, the paragraphs with welcoming words to gays, contained in the original draft, have been stripped out. So there you have it, the transformation of Venus, but not totally successful. Anyway, it's over now. Venus has moved on to Libra, breaking its relationship with Rahu. Well, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.